Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning comes from two passages in our gospel lesson, Matthew 8. The first one, "And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed." And then verse 13, "And to the centurion Jesus said, Go, let it be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed that very moment." We all know about authority. If you work, there's a boss. If you go to school, there's teachers. If you are a child, there are parents and adults. If you drive, there are traffic laws. If you have a certain amount of income, you must file taxes. When we think of authority, though, we usually think in terms of the law. The law says that you must do this, and you do it. The law says that you must not do that, and we don't do it. Can't escape authority in this world. And there are many kinds of authority and different levels of authority and all sorts of penalties if you defy authority. We apply we submit to authority. And we apply authority all the time. Now, in our text this morning, the centurion knew all about authority as well. He had soldiers under him, and he had levels of command above him. Now, this man was a Gentile, an outsider, uncircumcised. And besides all of that, his profession as a soldier made him unclean as well. So how could this man, unworthy as he was, appeal to Jesus for help? His servant was racked by painful paralysis. No one could help him except Jesus. So why did this centurion, this outsider, this uncircumcised Gentile turn to Jesus for help? He went to Jesus because he recognized that Jesus had authority. Jesus had all authority in heaven and on earth. He had the authority of his word. And the centurion recognized that authority. But only say the word, and my servant will be healed. The centurion appeals to Jesus as Lord and as one who shows mercy. And we appeal to his mercy as well. We just sang those words moments ago. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. In those words of the Kyrie, we sing at the beginning of the service, in those words, we plead for mercy because it is only on account of mercy that we can come into the presence of God. Just think. What kind of authority would we be under if it weren't for the mercy of God? So today our lesson focuses on two miracles, seemingly different miracles. We first have the healing of the leper and then the centurion's servant. But what holds both of these together is how Jesus accomplished this miracle. He did it by the authority of his word. Now, the healing of the leper was remarkable. Think about it. By touching this leper, Jesus himself became unclean. So this man, this leper, was ritually, ceremonially unclean. And by Jesus touching him, he became clean. But the result was that Jesus also became clean. He took into himself this man's leprosy. He spoke those very simple words, those very few words, "Be clean." And the result was immediate cleansing. Now we look at the healing of the centurion's servant. This centurion confessed Jesus as Lord and confessed that he had the authority to bring healing to his servant. And so Jesus said to this centurion, "Go, let it be done to you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very hour, immediately. Now, in both of these miracles, individuals were healed by the authority of God's word spoken by Jesus the Messiah. Now Jesus points out in the second instance, the sons of the kingdom, they didn't see this. These were the Israelites who rejected Jesus. We might put faces to them. The scribes, the Pharisees, the priests, and all those religious leaders who rejected Jesus. They didn't recognize the authority of the word spoken by Jesus. And they didn't submit to that authority either. Because of their spiritual blindness and deafness, they would be excluded from the kingdom, excluded from the banquet, and they would be cast out into outer darkness. They would not inherit eternal life. So what does that mean for us today? What is the authority of God's word for us? What is at the heart of this authority? In the next chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus again approaches someone who, in this case, was paralyzed, a paralytic. And he said to this paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven. Rise, pick up your bed, and go home." A familiar incident, familiar healing. And again, how did this happen? It happened because of the word that Jesus spoke. He spoke, and it happened. Now, not just healing here, but here we find also sins forgiven, man cured. And so at the heart of this authority is Jesus' desire, his will, and the ability to forgive sins. Jesus is the one who has taken on the leprosy of our sin. He has absorbed our sin, the sin of the whole world, into himself, into his very own body. And because he has absorbed this sin into himself, the sin of the whole world, which, you know, in our minds defies even thinking about it, it's so great. Because of this greatness of the sin that he was placed on him, God the Father turned his back on him on the cross. There he died on the cross alone. But because of his passion, because of his taking on the sin of the whole world, Jesus has now given the authority to his church to forgive sins. All authority in heaven on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, teaching them. In other words, the authority of the gospel, the authority of God's word, proclaim that gospel message, the forgiveness of sins. But God's law also has authority. But this word will not bring about life or forgiveness. When God's law says, do this, we often balk at it. We question that authority. And yes, we may even refuse to do it. God's law stands, and its authority to condemn stands. We cannot be cleansed from the leprosy of our sin or freed from the paralysis of our guilt and shame by means of the commands of God, which we cannot do. We have refused to submit to the whole counsel of God, and we are afraid. We are afraid of God. We are afraid of his judgment. We are afraid of the judgment of others. And we are afraid of the weight of our own guilt and shame and anything that reminds us of our own mortality. This is why the authority of the gospel is so precious. It is so welcoming for us, so comforting for us. The gospel tells us time and time again that as deeply as we have violated the authority of God's law, so deeply are we forgiven of all of our sins. Now, when we think of the authority of the gospel, we understand that Jesus is doing the talking here. He is the one who says, be clean. Let it be done for you as you have believed. I forgive you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And where do we find this authority? We find it in the voice of Jesus. We find it in the words of Holy Scripture. And here we understand that the basic message of Scripture is Jesus. Jesus forgives sin. We find this authority of the gospel in the divine service itself as we are sitting here. We just don't talk about forgiveness of sins here. Forgiveness is actually given. It's given in the words of absolution. It is given as we remember our baptism and all those little hidden reminders of our baptism in the service as we begin in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that takes us back to our baptism where we receive that cleansing, that washing of new life. We find that gospel message in the proclaimed word, in the hymns that we sing, and in the sacrament of the altar, where that word, that powerful word, is combined with simple earthly elements to actually give the forgiveness of sins. We can actually taste it. And so in the divine service, from the very beginning, from the invocation to the benediction, we hear and experience the authority of the Word of God that speaks forgiveness, that speaks of comfort and strength and peace. And all of this is grounded in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the one who is crucified for us and for our sin. We contrast that with the message of the world. The message of the world does not give peace, does not give comfort, does not give joy, because it knows not the message of Jesus. The authority of Christ, the gospel, is soothing and it is comforting. It is the authority that is based on the love of God in Christ Jesus, given to us to atone for our sin. This is the authority of God's word, given to you in the Word made flesh. Believe in him, and you shall receive the crown of eternal life. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.